In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Jean Wright, age 76, of Greensburg, died Wednesday at Greenhill Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her husband, Russell Wright, two daughters and their husbands, Phyllis and Gary Smith, and Donna and Daryl Smith of Greensburg, one brother and two sisters, Kenny Hoard, Lois Carter, and Joyce Tucker, all of Campbellsville, sister-in-law Shirley Hoard of Campbellsville, three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jean Wright will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Tuller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family request that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles. Mrs. Ethel Cox, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by special caregivers Jean and Albert Latard of Elkhorn. Funeral services for Ethel Cox will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the Jones Chapel Cemetery. The family request visitation after 6 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Ruth Schaffner Abel, age 81, of Lebanon, died Thursday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by one daughter and her husband, Karen Renee and Joey Edwards of Lebanon, one granddaughter. Funeral mass for Ruth Schaffner Abel will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon, with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. David Daniel Norris, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Thursday in Lebanon after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Colette Norris, one son of Florida, four daughters of New Zealand, two sisters and brother-in-law, including locally by Johnny and Donald Greninger of Mansville. The family of David Daniel Norris chose cremation. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.